Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Yeah, Nancy, amen.
Look, oh, Anthony, wow. You and Miss Vanessa finna take this meeting and turn it into something else. Hold on now.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. That's right. Hold on, Nancy.
Man.
don't start now. Won't be none.
There you go.
Because when you go to him boldly, it won't be none.
And what you say, dear?
I say, because when you go to him boldly.
Hey, man.
Yeah. I was having a conversation about that last night. When you go to him boldly.
Better tell it. That's every morning before you get out your bed, get on your knees and claim and confess your day. I'm telling you, because if you don't, the day will.
I know favor. No, I give him what's his. You know what I do in order to get what I get. A lot of people want to go through the drive-thru.
Oh, come on!
They don't want to suffer.
Oh, okay. Well, you go through some now.
Yeah, you have to.
You definitely go through some. That's true now.
You got to build your testimony.
I learned that in Bible college, not wanting to go through something.
Ooh.
Yep.
Huh. Whoa. Okay. Well, all right. That right there is a whole other conversation.
Yes.
You don't want to go through it.
Hey, that'll make you think, pull back and take a deep breath.
Yes, it will. Yes,
y'all got me started this morning. I don't want to say nothing. Where Antonio at? I know Antonio probably sitting looking at us.
I'm here, but Deanna's starting us off this morning.
I love it.
Yes. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to see your faces on this beautiful, bright, and early morning. For some of us, it is 6 a.m., so thank you for being up early. I have experienced that time frame, and It shifts you. For those of you who are in the Central Standard Time Zone with us, thank you so much for being up with us. For those of you who are in the Eastern Time Zone, you've been up. It's about an hour later there. So we also thank you for joining us as well. But it is still morning here in the United States. So I am grateful for each and every one of you. For those of us who are joining us from other countries, it's around afternoon, evening for you. So we thank you for taking the time out of your afternoon and your evening to join us. If this is your first time joining us, good morning, Dr. Sugar. If this is your first time joining us, we want to thank you and welcome you to the ATSJR Company's daily team meeting. Yes, this is our daily team meeting. This is the meeting that we have every morning when Antonio breaks down to us what the mission is, not what I breaks down, but gives us a gentle reminder of what the vision is, what the mission is, and what we are going to do to fulfill those visions and those visions and those missions. With that being said, we all know that Antonio is writing a new book that will be released extremely soon. He will be finished with it and we will be releasing it. But what he wants to do with this book is he wants to utilize this book for your personal businesses and your success team. So I'm going to open this meeting up to all of you this morning. And I want to ask you, with Antonio's new book, and if you do not remember the name of it, it is Sorry, I'm Streaming. It's always the second book. Antonio, what's the that's the title and then the subtitle.
I'll share it to the screen.
Thank you. Thank you. Yay. So for those of you who haven't seen the cover yet, there it is. Sorry, I'm Streaming. Why you should create your own Netflix and how to pull it off. Your step-by-step guide to getting your piece of the video streaming wealth pool by Amazon number one bestselling author, Antonio T. Smith Jr. Thank you very much, Mr. Antonio, for sharing it. So with that book, what he wants to do is he wants to help you with your personal businesses and your success team. So my question is, what uncommon and creative things with the book that Antonio can do for you? Again, this is to help you with your personal businesses and your success teams. So we're gonna open it up. What ideas, what creative, uncommon ideas do you guys have that we can utilize the book for to help you with not only your personal businesses, but to build your success team? So basically what Antonio is doing is he wrote the book, but he's giving it to you to utilize it in whatever way you feel fit or whatever way you can creatively and uncommonly think of. Okay, come on, Jerry. All right.
I'll go. So what I will need is a custom link so we can give the book away. And I think maybe I might use that with my new concept. I should say our new concept, because I wasn't the one that originated the idea. But my son is my mentor program. And I can initiate that through a couple of channels, one through my son, and it'll help me get him involved. But he does video game streaming programs right now. So I think that'd be a really good fit, and I can get him involved by using that book as well. And then that'll help me get my podcast off the ground and my new program. How's that?
That is awesome.
I need that written down. Sent to me in line now. All right. Hold on. Grace, you get the feedback. And write that down, Deanna. He needs a customized link to create a sales funnel in which he does a book giveaway. There you go.
All right. That was really okay. when he said my son is my mentor, I had to look up. Wait a minute. That's a good one. That's good.
I cannot take credit for that title. We have to pass credit along where it's due. The great Antonio T. Smith came up with that concept. And I'm excited about it, actually.
All right, all right. You good, because anybody else would have said, yeah, man, you know, it's just something I came, up with, you know. No.
In corporate America, that's called reverse mentoring. Actually, it's a term in corporate America where the younger people mentor the older people, especially on technology, and they've labeled it reverse mentoring.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, Mr. Field.
Reverse mentoring. I knew there was a reason we keep him around.
Oh, yes, sir. All right. Who else has some feedback on what Antonio can help us with, help you with your business as far as the book that he has written? Everybody don't all speak at once now. Because he is literally giving this to you. All right, Ms. Michelle Black, and then Dr. Trash, I'll get you.
I mean, am I wrong? But maybe use it to say you get the book by signing up for the professional level and sophomore level for university. Tell me if I'm wrong or not.
No, okay.
No wrong here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. When you sign up for them, because Ms. Michelle Black, my thought process was when you get signed up at a paid level, you get the book for free. I understand everybody.
That's what I was really wanting to say, but I was trying to be nice.
You should have.
I was trying to be nice. I was like, well, really, I want them to be on the paid level, but trying to be nice. That's what I say. Am I wrong?
I understand. You know, but the book is an incentive, you know. Because my thought process is you're getting the freshman level, which is at no charge. You're going to pay for this book. That's just me. That's me and my money head, my money side. Ms. Amanda, see, Ms. Amanda feels me. Okay, Dr. Sugar, and then Ms. Carol.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm wanting to know how the silver sneakers and how the older group will be able to really understand what this is as far as the book goes. Will there be some point in time that you'll go over the book, portions of the book for us that might have some questions? Because to create your own Netflix, like I'm just getting turned on to what Netflix really is since I've been with ATS Universities. And it's a step-by-step guide to getting your video streaming. But for us, what is that? What is it going to really do? I'm a little bit confused on what it's going to do. How is it going to help us? So I just need some more training or some more explanation on it.
All right.
I'll come back to that. Keep going.
Okay. So that's really about it. Just being able to break it down a little bit more to be cleared. Because we can read a lot of books, but to really get what we need out of the book is sometimes a little difficult.
All right. Miss Lorac Fascia.
Lorac Fascia.
Yes.
Hi. So one of the things I was thinking, I'm not sure exactly what the book entails, but I would like to stream some videos going over each chapter to bring in new people. And as they come in, like you were saying, as they come in, they also then get the book for free. But not just come in for free, but come in at least at $19.99, and then they'll get the book. But what will interest them is me going through the chapters with a partner, and we're just discussing it, like we're discussing, you know, something at one of our meetings, but more streaming videos on each chapter.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you. Okay, who was that? Okay. Anyone else? What else can we do, Mr. Antonio, do with his book that he has written for you and your business?
No, I think that's good. I think let somebody. Okay. Yeah, I think that's good. Let's us. Let me do something real quick. All right, let us just real quick. I'm finna address Sugar Crush because it was really good. Deanna, write all this down. So I've decided what I'm going to do. It doesn't take much to decide when you're decisive. I'm going to, well, first up, before I tell you what I'm going to do, let me tell you what I've done. I wrote So Happy and Grateful. Grace, why did I write So Happy and Grateful?
Excuse me. You wrote So Happy and Grateful for your team.
That's right. And what was the goal?
Oh, shucks. Hold on. It was a certain dollar amount, and I cannot remember the dollar amount.
But what was the goal?
To basically retire us to make us make sure.
All right. I wrote So Happy and Grateful, and the team was going to keep all the money, all the royalties. I'm serious. That's what I did. I've never taken a single. It's been a long time since I got paid from one of my books. A very long time. A very, very long time, because I haven't. There's been no need. I say that with gratitude. There's been no need. And whatever other book, Richest Man in Trash Can, and all the other five books I wrote, we haven't done any. They've just been package deals. I still haven't even done any with those yet. And every book I've written since I've only got paid off two books. The first one, which I still get paid for. And I rewrote the first one and republished myself, and I still get paid for. So there's really no reason for me to do anything. Where did I get that from? Well, big inspiration of that law was Joel Osteen, okay? I got two of Joel Osteen books without paying, just because I was an intern. I just thought that was pretty cool. It left a strong impression on me, so I do the same thing. Now, that being said, now I can say, here's what I've decided. This pretty much goes, Deanna, like, this is pretty much in stone. I don't really feel like negotiating this here, all right, or taking any feedback. This is pretty much what we're going to do. The book is y'all's. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a digital copy. Everyone's going to get a digital copy, and then you can do whatever you want to do with that digital copy. I have no preference whatsoever. Should you want to use that digital copy as a sales funnel for your personal business, congratulations, that's what you get to do. Since you want to use that digital copy for your success team, congratulations, that's what you get to do. The only thing you can't do with the digital copy is, do I want to say this? Actually, you know what? I just don't care what you do. How about that? All right, you can do whatever you want to do with the digital copy. The print copy is probably going to cost us about, let's say $4.99 to print. It's not going to be that much. It'll cost us $4.99 to print. Any of you can go to the publisher. Who's the publisher? Who's the publisher?
Cozy Corner.
They can't see that.
Cozy Corner Publishing.
Why do I always have to say you to say it on the mic?
I'm the Cozy Corner Publishing will be the publisher of Sorry I'm Streaming.
All of you can go now. It could be $3.99. I could be wrong, but we're just going to say $4.99 cost. That's what it's going to cost us, to whatever it costs Deanna to print plus shipping. We can't do anything about shipping. Does everybody understand that? Like, we do not control UPS or DHS or NBC or ABC or whoever is going to be shipping it out. We don't control that. But whatever it costs plus shipping, you can buy as many copies as you want. And then you can do whatever you want to do with that. If you want to say, if you pay, I strongly suggest you use other people's money to buy the copy.
Sir, well, you better get out of my head.
All right. I strongly suggest you use it, because if you buy that cost, there's no royalties, right? You're just buying it at cost. So I strongly suggest that you say, hey, join my success team at this level.
and get a free book or something. Okay. Get a free book. That's totally up to you. Or, hi, my name is Jerry. I started a new program, or I have a book and I want to offer you a free book with this book. And you get to do that too. Okay. Go ahead, Jerry.
I was just going to say, do you do drop shipping?
Yes. Actually, yes. Yes.
Cool.
You want to do some drop shipping stuff. If you have someone and you want to use their card, okay, you understand, to then do it, absolutely. All Deanna needs is a payment method and the address to ship it to. Everybody got it? That's it. Payment method and an address to ship it to, but the entire book is yours. Of course, this is a high quality book. I'm about to show that. That's why I saved your question. That's why I said I'm gonna come back to it, Sugar, because I'm gonna show you the book here in a second. I just didn't want to do it then because I want to tell you what I was gonna do with it. All right. Basically, the book is yours. So let me repeat this. I hope you're sending this to me in notes, Deanna. The digital copy, you do whatever you want to do with it. So if someone signs up for free, that means they should get the digital copy. It doesn't cost you any money. It just doesn't cost you any money. You're going to get a digital copy in a few versions. You're going to get a Word version. You're going to get an EPUB. Not sure if y'all know what that means, but if you don't, it's the file that when you have a book reader on your phone, that's the version. It's when it's pretty interactive, that's called an EPUB. Okay, that's called an EPUB.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
So can I suggest something here? It just occurred to you while you were speaking. Mm-hmm. So while you're doing that, maybe we can, while you were seeking ideas from the rest of the family, what I was thinking was, can we give a 1 month paid subscription for, it's a basic version. So not the freshman, the one that's comes after the freshman, whether it is India or US.
Right.
Just for the first month as a free, along with the book, because you're paying for the book, right? Just a one month, something like that. I'm just
No, that makes sense, but we won't do that for the simple reason that we don't need to do a free month or a free trial, because the freshman level is a free month and a free trial. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime month, right? And I don't want to be, what he just had was a great idea. But every idea always has unintended side effects. You understand? And what will happen is the long-term side effects of that idea will diminish the power of the freshman level and the income of your sophomore level. Everybody got me?
Understand.
Yeah. That's what I was avoiding there. Book is, and I'm going to get Michelle. Just want to recap this here. 100% yours. And I want to say this in a way that I don't know, call me arrogant, call me whatever you want to tell me, but I'm going to tell you what it is. You want to get to the point in which you can say, hey, I did something that you didn't earn, that you didn't do, and I want to give it to you. There is no other point of life. I'm not sure who's teaching you, but it's just not true. Grace is not earned and you don't qualify for it. Your job is to come to planet Earth and literally add value without expecting anything in return. But you can't do that broke. Like the average person or the most average person, you can't do that when you are under a bridge or when your mortgage is screaming louder than your prayers. Who knows about that situation, right? I mean, your mortgage is louder than your prayers. You pray, but that mortgage is louder. You can't do that then. So I want you to leverage this opportunity. I want you to leverage Deanna, leverage Tempest, leverage me, leverage Phil and Susan on the Bureau of Diamond Speaker side. And I want you to work your way to the point where you could write one book, get paid well, and then get paid from other stuff, and then literally say, hey, people who follow me, here's what I want to do for you today. There is no life worth living if you don't get to that point. That's the point. The point is to ascend to where you are giving. That I should have saved that for later on at 11 o'clock. Okay, that's that call at 11 o'clock. But you really need to receive that. Or I don't want to tell you what you need to do, but I would receive that should I be you. Now, the trick here, the people like Phil, Susan, myself, Tempest, and Deanna understand is, Kathy, you can't wait till you get here to act like that. You got to do it now while you're baking in the kitchen. That's the trick. That's the trick. When you're sick of your job, that's when you act like this. And then you will invoke that harvest. You cannot become the lawyer when you decide to be a lawyer and pass the bar. No. When you broke and when your friends say, let's go do some drugs, you say, no, I'm a lawyer. In freshman classes, sophomore classes, you say, no, I'm a lawyer. We don't do drugs. So I can mess up my career and not be able to pass the bar before I even get there. You understand? You have to become first before you become. I just wanted to put that out there, right? Now, Michelle, before you forget your energy, come and say something or ask something well. And then we're going to, and Sugar, you asked a great question. I'm going to bless you, okay? Go ahead, Michelle. You wanted to say something. You got yourself muted. There you go.
Okay. Is it okay to actually show your cover page? Because just the title alone on the book would draw attention.
Sure.
It's like, I would like to post it on my social media and be like, and also, can you send some of those little attention getter lines that you just said? Grace, you got me. No, seriously, because it's like, along with what I had created, thank you for approving it, and then having your book cover right by it, and people that love to read, trust me, they will want to be like, oh, let me see what this is all about. So I just wanted to know if it was okay to put the cover to draw everybody's attention so they could see, well, what's this person talking about? Because it's an interesting title. They're only able to get it if they do a paid level.
Yes, would most certainly do that. And however that fits for you, you can, yeah, I want y'all to use this however you want to use it, right? That's what this feels say, no one does anything wrong. They all do what is according to their view of the world. Well, that's what you're going to do. Right? That's what you're going to do. You're going to use your view of the world and you're going to promote this the way you want to do it. I want you to build wealth from this. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want you to build wealth from this. Go ahead, Sugar.
Okay, I have a quick question. I have a conference that I'm a vendor at Black Friday, the Friday right after Thanksgiving. Right. If the book is not completed by then, can I promote it by pre-sales?
Sure, you can.
At the table?
Indeed.
As well as ATS?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I don't even mind. I'll add you one. I don't mind you. If you know the book it's not going to cost more than $4.99, $6.99 to print, right? So I don't mind you selling it for $15. That ain't my money. That's your money.
Thank you so very much for saying that. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Can we do that? If people request a hard copy, can you just give me a number that you're comfortable with us selling it for? Because
if you can sell it for $50, sell it for $50.
Wait a minute. So you're saying you could sell it for anything? Not saying I am. I'm just getting clarity for everybody because I know I ain't the only one thinking this.
One of y'all ought to be bold enough to say, I got a book for $1,000. I want somebody to have a faith of $1,000 to sow into this whatever cause you have and buy this book for $1,000. Somebody ought to have that kind of faith.
Wow. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
And you know they're gonna be like, well, how you gonna sell somebody's book because he gave me permission to?
As long as you are a student of the business, the fight, as long as you're a fighting lion, you can do what you want.
I'm a fighting lion.
That's right. Cool beans. Well, okay. Thank you, Tempest, very much, sir.
Tempest, you said something. I think it was you bundle the books together. So I can take the three books that I have, because I usually do a book for 15, three for 30, or five for 50. So that bundle together and bundle your book as a pre-sale in that bundle.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Listen, y'all.
I think I got it.
I can't stress this to you enough. I slipped and said it like 2 days ago when I first introduced y'all the book. Before I even showed you the thing, I said, I had it and I said something about the exhausted Christ. I think I changed it to the exhausted Messiah now. But, you know, to be more, anyway, it doesn't matter. And I literally said, and I'm thinking about not even selling this book. I'm thinking about doing something fair. I slipped and said it. This is not about me. This is about, at this point, it brings me no validation if I win. Everything I do, you have to win. It's just the truth. It's just what it is.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Antonio, what you have to understand, young man, and it's the baby boomer talking, okay? What you need to understand, okay?
Talk to me, sir.
Is you are taking everything that we have learned and you're turning it upside down, which is okay because you're forcing us to pay attention, which is a good thing. But then you ain't stopped there. Then you're taking everything that's out in society, Antonio, and taking it to another level, which even society ain't ready for. And then you expect us to sit there and go, yeah, no problem, Antonio, I understand all of that. No, Antonio, that's not what we're gonna do. We're gonna sit there and keep looking at you when you say phenomenal things and wonder why we're not clapping, because it went right over our heads and we went, what did he just say? What did he just say? And you just, and I remember when you said that the other day, I went, but I ain't say nothing. Cause I'm sitting there going, is he saying what I think he was saying? And I didn't catch the whole thing. I caught part of it. I didn't catch it all. So calm yourself down. Okay? All right. And thank you.
Yes, sir. I would take my chastisement. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is too funny. Yeah. I want you all to hold on. Can I at least, I'm gonna tell on her. Michelle said, can I at least give you 10% less? She said, it's supposed to be anonymous. But I'm
telling you. You know what? You're wrong for that. That is how I feel. You're wrong.
Can I at least give you 10% of the sales? Yeah, I won't tell you the rest of what she said. The answer is yes, right? It is not my job to stop you from sowing seeds.
No, I'm going to tell her since you already called me. I don't feel comfortable doing that. It's like it goes against my morals for me to sell somebody else's product that worked hard to create it. So that's why I asked you that probably. I just don't, you know, that's an adjustment. You do a lot of stuff, but that's just bothering me in a bit. So, yeah.
You do what is right to your worldview, and tithing seems to be something you like to do. We're not gonna stop you from tithing. All right, we're not gonna stop that. I absolutely, if you want to be the one leopard that came back, you understand, I can't stop that, and I won't stop that. You all do what you want, whatever is, because there is no wrong here. Whatever is.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Is a blessing to you. Go do that. For me, let me tell you, Kara, I could take your product and sell it and with good conscience and not give you nothing for it. Do you understand? I ain't got no problem with that. And if you in my way and I'm trying to buy you, you won't let me buy you, then I'm just going to put you out of business. And then still have no problem with that. So somebody got to be a lion, Jerry.
We're learning. We need the t-shirts. We have to wear it on us, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So let me answer. Oh, somebody said unmuted. Amanda, unmuted. Go ahead, Amanda. Deanna, okay. Tell me you're unmuted.
I have a question. Sure. So will this, are you putting it out there everywhere else, or is this a book that only ATS, you would have to get from somebody in ATS?
You would have to get it from somebody in ATS. Right, okay. You can do it that way, right, Deanna?
That's why I was curious, because that way I know if it's out there somewhere else, you know, and somewhere else is selling it for this, and you know, you don't want to.
If we put it out there, it'll be $59.99. That's how we did the Richest Man trash can. Like, gotcha. So if you go get it, you're gonna jump and go get that.
Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. No. We want this to be for you. That was a very good question, Amanda. Maybe I'll send this to you. I'm not sure. Sugar, I'm now answering your question, okay? I'm going to share my screen. It's going to be small. Maybe I can enlarge it, but I'm going to share my screen for you to fully answer your question. My writing process is I start off in notes or something like that. And what I do is I can't do anything without outline. I can't. It's just never been my thing. I'm an outline person. I'm still an intellectual. And I still have to see things strategically, and I have to line up in place, and I have to be comprehensive as well. I can't randomly do anything. I don't even know how to be spontaneous. I have to plan spontaneity, which is the exact opposite of being spontaneous. It was just doesn't really work out. So you're going to see my notes. The notes are not the book, but they are what is talked about in the book. So essentially, Sugar, you're going to see what you can explain. Does that make sense to you? Because that's what I'm explaining. I'm giving you the answer key. I just go into great detail, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what you're going to see. Now, list all of your book titles. Oh, okay. Tempest is telling me something. All right. Okay, Tempest, keep typing, and then I'll look at it here in a second. So let me share this with y'all. This is really small. I do apologize. Let me see if I can make this work a little better. Okay. Is this better for you, some of y'all devices? Is that better? That was better? Okay.
Yes.
I know some of you on the phone. Now, let me stop my screen real quick. I need to see who is on a phone. Doesn't look like anybody's on a phone. So everybody has access to, well, okay, yeah, you are on the phone, but I meant
Vanessa
like-
Vanessa is I on the audio. Phone, Antonio.
So you're audio only. Okay then, gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Understood. Maybe I will. All right, give me a second. I tell you what, right after this call, I will send this to Deanna. She'll put it on a document and y'all can have it. Is that okay? So she'll
all right, sir.
That way, where's Sugar at? So I'm gonna put on that way, Sugar, you're gonna have your explanation. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're gonna have it. You're not just gonna get an explanation, you're gonna be able to have it and memorize it. The one thing I wanna say about this, let me stop my screen real quick. The one thing I wanna say about this, don't just explain the book, go out and do better. Make keynotes from it. Make workshops from it. You understand? Do some videos from it. Lord, do a 30-day challenge from it. You understand? Like, take
I'm going to get out of my head because I'm planning a couple of things that you already did before. So
good, good. Take my content and make a whole university out of it. You understand? Like, do something, but build wealth. That's the goal here, okay? Now stop and share my screen. Here we go. Why you should build your own Netflix and how to pull it off. And it's in 8 steps, Sugar, and everybody. It's in 8. Basically, I break down what I perceive to be the 8 steps of why you should do so. Everybody understand? It's the 8 steps of why you should do this. It's the 8 steps.
Eight means prosperity.
That's it. What's step number one? According to Antonio, there's 6 corporations that control 90% of the world's media. This is a problem. You don't have to, I am going to stop sharing my screen real quick. I'm going to show you how big of a problem this is, y'all. Now this is, we're worldwide. We're in Africa right now. We're in India. We're in United Kingdom, in America. We're in South Africa right now. We're in East Africa, and we're also in the West right now, Northwest and Northeast, plus South right now, plus India, all over India. I can't even, it's mostly in the tech side of India, Hyderabad, Bangalore, all that stuff. So we're worldwide. Go ahead, Anthony, you got something to say? Okay, cool. He's unmuted by accident. Mute him for me, Deanna. Also, if you all can do me a favor, I meant to say this. If y'all talk, I checked on Kathy yesterday and she's in second. She needs to be at first again. Okay? She needs to be at first. If we can just click that, like save, put it in the links, Deanna. I mean, y'all put it in your groups. You don't have to do it now, but I think it'll reset to 1:00, but let's go ahead and get her back to first. Okay, y'all? Let's do that. No, you ain't got to go ahead, Kathy. You want to say something?
As long as I stay in the top 10 in my group, I'm good. But I was thinking that's why I need everybody to get me back up there.
We like first.
Yes.
Okay.
That way I don't have to worry about it.
Cool. All right. Top 10 is good.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that. I thought you had to be first, but good then. We want to
crush. Today's the last day, right?
Today's last
day. For this right, round, today's the last day.
Yes, 11 round. O'clock. It stops at 11 p.m. tonight.
Well, Miss Kathy, we need you to be first, regardless of top 10. You always first because you're part of the Final Lions ATS. So you have to be first.
Thank y'all.
Oh, yeah. Nala, we got you back. All right, here we go. I want to show y'all something. Jared Kushner asked Rupert Murdoch. Oh, look, I didn't have to freaking Google it. Just type in his name. Jared Kushner called Rupert Murdoch in a desperate bid to overturn the network calling Arizona for Biden, report says. Now, forget the politics. I don't give a damn about who wins president. Y'all know this about me. I got my own economy. If Biden win, I'm still going to be rich. If Trump win, I'm still going to be rich. I don't care. Okay? I'm not going to care about another president until they put a woman up there. Let me just tell you. Until it's a woman, then I'm going to the inauguration. I'm marching. But until a woman get up there, I don't care. All right? Period. So I don't care about the politics, but listen to how smart Jared Kushner is when it comes to understanding the system. He understood he can call one person. I really need y'all to catch this. So let's go back to my notes. 6 corporations control 90% of the world's media in the world, y'all, because these corporations have newspapers in China, in Africa. Right? I need you to get this. 6 You just say it the way I want to say it. Six men who look like Jerry are controlling the world. And they 80-something people. And that ain't got nothing to do with Carol. That's got nothing to do with Daoud. Nothing to do with Susan. You need to risk. That's scary. So step one, I'm telling you that if one man can call, if Jared Kushner is so smart, you can say what you want to say about him, but he's so smart or devious or whatever you want to call it. If this man called one person to influence the world leader of the number one economy in the world, that's how much power these places have. Do y'all understand? No, it is now time for Anthony Lee to get a piece of that pie. We need more than six people. If that don't make sense to y'all, how many of you women would like if there was just six men on planet Earth and 3 billion women? Would that work out for you? No. This is what we're talking about, all right? This is what we're talking about. And then I break it all down. I tell you who the six are. GE News, okay? And I think I quote my sources down here too somewhere. There you go. Look, here's my sources. Now, these six corporations control 90% of the world's media. Give it a chance for the graphic to load in. Here it is. The illusion of choice, 90%, no, maybe later. 90% of the world's media is consolidated. Somebody want to say something?
No, we still see only your notes.
Oh, I need to start sharing my screen properly. There we go. I quote my sources. 6% of the world's media. Back in 83, it was this many people. 2011, it was this many people. And now, don't forget, Time Warner and, like, they just merged with somebody. Like, you understand what I'm saying? They just got Comcast or whatever it is. This is 2011 data. 230, all these people. Basically, 232 people in the world control what 277 million Americans see, right? And all this stuff here and all this stuff here. And then they got all these newspapers. Look, all these newspapers, all these radio stations. And then from 3 to 35, you've been programmed. And listen, you can hear people's programming about this, what they talk. I went to a tweet yesterday. Forget the politics. I went to a tweet yesterday by the president who said, this is wrong, they need to finish the votes. Let me tell you something. Election night has never counted all the votes. It's always a projection. I don't care who wins presidency. I'm not political. Everybody knows that. But it has never been voted in one night. That's why they're called projections. That has always been the case. But if you look at Twitter, since everyone's being programmed, you would think it just happened because there's a conspiracy against this election. That makes no sense. The country's almost 300 years old, and all of a sudden, we can't even agree on GMOs and what food is good for our bodies, but we can come together. We can't even agree on pro-life or pro-choice, but all of a sudden, the whole half of the country came together. We can't come together in church. It doesn't make any sense. It's just programming. This is what I'm talking about. You can't, somebody's gonna start thinking. So please know, a lot of what I say in this is about you. It's time for you to step up. So no, I got all my sources quoted too, right? Right down here as well. Every time I say something. So that's all that. Step two, Sugar, is why you should start a subscription video on demand service and how easy it is because everybody can do it. But you don't have to wonder why. Let's just figure out it's $22.22 billion in it. Does anyone want, Grace, unmute your mic for me. Kathy already got her head up. What's 1% of $22
billion? $22 billion. $220 million?
Does anybody
enough for me want, not to have to work no more?
Does anyone, anybody want $222 million in cash? This is 1%.
That'll pay the rent.
You understand? 0.5%. So now you had $111 million. Half a percent. All right, then. $55 million. Of course we want all this, right? And just in case you're confused, McDonald's has 1 billion burgers served a day. And they have 1% of the food market. Just in case you're thinking that McDonald's got everybody. It's good to be McDonald's with 1%. And you're doing it, all right? Now, step three. What has Netflix afraid? Netflix ain't afraid of Hulu. Netflix don't care about Hulu. Netflix is afraid of Fortnite, the number one online video game, bringing in $2.4 billion in revenue, accounts for roughly 10% of screen time. Netflix ain't fighting for just your attention. Netflix say it's long. How many of you are like me? You don't watch TV until it's time to go to sleep and you're not watching it. You just got the sound on so you can go to sleep. I got my hand up first. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I know it ain't everybody, but think about it. Now, if I play Fortnite, can I still do that? How many of you go to sleep, but you scroll down your mobile device on the internet? That has no respective age. That has no respective age. It doesn't, not no more. All of you are addicted to some social media, okay? So Facebook or whatever social media now is taking screen time away from the thing you used to do. You understand what I'm saying? Netflix, I break it down, Sugar. Netflix is not afraid of you going to Hulu. Netflix is afraid of you spending screen time with somebody else.
So Fortnite is a game?
Fortnite is the number one game in the world. It's broke every record. They do $2.4 billion in revenue by selling dances and skins, that's the avatar clothes, that give you no in-game advantage whatsoever.
My son buys them all the time.
And so do my sons.
Yeah.
They all call them the time. V-Bucks.
Mom, they got a new skin. Can I get the new skin?
Exactly.
Well, you do your chores?
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, I saved the picture. I was going to post it later on, but it just came up. I saved the picture. I was going to post it later on, so I'll still post, but I'll show it to you right here. This is why you come
to see talk about the Matrix, huh?
Man, it's thick. This is why. So this book is, yeah, y'all know me. I don't write no books to be writing no books. I'm not passionate about that. If I write something and it ain't, you know, waking people up, I don't know how to write. It is. You don't need a great idea. You just need an idea. Fortnite, for example, made $2.3 billion in 2018 from selling in-game purchases of skins that give you no advantage. And y'all out here waiting for a good idea. Don't need that. You just need an idea and monetize it. You can have that money. $2.8 billion will buy you a good idea. You can go get somebody else's brain and say, hey, you, I'm CEO now. Checks come to me. You understand? All right, let's keep going. And then step four, I break down. All right, here's the eight reasons why you should do this here. Content protection. Can anyone steal Antonio's content? First off, I'm telling you to steal it. But secondly, if I own the platform, I'm in control. Beyonce, I need you to come teach the 7 million people I got. Beyonce say, that sounds good. I could monetize my own videos. If I got my own platform, and am I worried about YouTube's algorithm? No. I can make it look the way I want it to look. I can customize it the way I want to customize it. I can have my own branding. I can get my own data. I can manage my own content. I can have any length of video I want, and I can reach anybody I want to. Step five. Then I break down the rise of video marketing. And this is exactly what it is. Facebook streams 4 billion videos a day. Who knew that? YouTube publishes 300 hours worth of video every minute. Who knew this? And look, but don't take my word for it. Hey, I quote all my sources. Okay? I quote all my sources. That's insane, y'all. There's 7 billion people on the planet. 4 billion videos a day, 300 hours a minute. Step six, then I start breaking down. All right, step one, sugar, do this first. Step two, do this. You feel me? Step three, do that. Do that. Do this. And do this. And do this. You get it? And step seven, I say, now that I told you how to build it, let me teach you how to monetize it and take it to the next level. And I give you all these steps inside that step. And then, as pure to Antonio Theodore Smith Jr., I say, Law, now that you got to the end, Daoud, let me tell you my plan to be a billionaire with just to build a billion-dollar stream of income from just my video on demand service, not my company. And I'll give y'all my whole detailed plan. Just like Richest Man in Trash Can. Y'all, everybody knows I'm going after $100 billion. Billionaire is not my goal. I need 100 streams of billions. I'm not sure if y'all process that. Everything I do is to get is to become a billion-dollar stream of income. I'm trying to help somebody out. Sugar, that's the answer to your question. I will have this document. In fact, let me email it off right
Thank
now.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I said I would come back to it. I wasn't saying your question was bad or something. I just said I would come back to it because I knew I had to do all that. Deanna, I'm sending this to you right now with links included. If you can put it in a Word document. Don't put it in Pages because everybody don't have a Mac. Put it in a Word document and send it to everybody. Now y'all got it. Is that fair?
Will do.
All right, there you go. Any questions about that before I move on for the last few minutes?
I have a question, but it's completely unrelated to that, but I know you in this group would be the ones to ask. Okay.
Enough.
Everybody, obviously, except me here, seems to be really good at the whole, you know, posting all the time. Do any of y'all use something to schedule your posts? If so, what's the best thing to do? Because I can't sit down and post, you know, every single hour. There's too much going on. But I could definitely find something where it schedules the post, but there's so many different options. I didn't know if y'all knew one that was better than the others where I could set it up where it would schedule the posts where I'd still be posting every hour, but I'm not sitting at the computer or the phone every hour.
Yes. Y'all give her suggestions. Hootsuite is one. If you want to use your cell phone, what is it called? Okay, I'm going to come back to the cell phone version I used to use.
Michelle put later.com in the chat.
Later.com.
Trisha says she uses Buffer.
Okay, Patricia. Buffer.
There was something. You can schedule a lot if you're just using like Facebook and Instagram on their publishing in the background there. You can do a lot right there without anything extra. But if you're on multiple platforms, you probably want to have something like Buffer or something.
Any more new free versions? No doubt. Any more new ones that we don't know about? I mean, that we haven't mentioned yet? We use Hootsuite personally, Amanda.
Okay.
Yeah, we use Hootsuite personally, but there was a Crowdfire. I knew it was going to come back to me. Crowdfire is what I used at first. And the only reason I stopped using Crowdfire has nothing, Crowdfire did not let me down. What happened is my iPhone updated. And then the Crowdfire wouldn't work on my phone no more.
Ah, okay.
And it forced me to go somewhere else because it was too important.
Gotcha.
I was extremely pleased with Crowdfire. Extremely pleased. And it's Android and Apple. And I did everything from my phone. In fact, I preferred the Crowdfire app better than Hootsuite app.
Okay.
But Hootsuite on a computer does work better than Crowdfire. I'll tell you that.
Did Crowdfire include LinkedIn? Because I'm trying to find one that just does all social media platforms.
Yes, it does. Sure it does.
Okay, good.
Yep, sure does.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. All righty. Let's see. Skip most of this in the meetings and get you out of here on time. And then the last thing I want to bring up, let's see. Actually, I won't bring up nothing else. The rest I can do tomorrow, okay? So let's recap here so we get you out of here on time. Book is yours. If you're new here, if this is your first time and this seems weird, get used to it, because this is just the shit I do every day. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know another way to say it to you without cussing. All right? This is what I do every day. I don't know another way. Sorry. You just have to deal with that. This is what we do. This is what we do. We come here to change the world. We are ending world hunger. We are ending student loan debt crisis. We're creating 100,000 millionaires. And what's the fourth one? And we are making the least salesperson the best salesperson or top income earner in the world. This is what we're doing. We just, it's incredible what we're doing. It's amazing. And just keep in mind, this environment is just weird like that. So if you think, oh man, he just did that because something, okay. Congratulations, you got a thought. You're alive. That doesn't have to do it over here, right? It doesn't have anything to do over here, but just congratulations. All right, Phil. But I just want to show you, I just want to share with you that this is the time to strike. The time to strike is now, and the time to build your legacy is now. Now, if you know another millionaire that is giving away his or her stuff for free, and then and that stuff is $30,000 stuff for free, and then giving away the $100,000 stuff at max $59.99 in America and the UK, and then in most other places for $9.99 a month, then going over there. But if not, everything you've ever done in your life has brought you to this moment. Build your business. Leverage me as much as you. Leverage, where's Michelle at? Leverage me without guilt. You don't feel guilty when God bless you. But God don't bless you by coming down. God bless you through people. So you just gonna have to view me as God's blessing. And you ain't supposed to feel guilty. Amen.
Remember you used to tell me, Antonio, don't let your righteousness keep you broke.
Oh, that's it. Don't let your
righteousness keep you broke. I've been charging ever since.
I know that's right. Look, Maurice said the same thing. Like, I was on the phone with Maurice last night at midnight because we're here working on some real estate together. And he said the same thing. Maurice, you there? Before we go, he literally said the same thing. Michelle said, whatever. Tell him what you told me about what I told you, man. You gotta charge. You got to charge, people. You say, I've been doing it ever since. I forgot what I told him, but he hit me with it.
Oh, I said I've been doing it. I'm gonna do it forever and henceforth.
That's
it. The charge. Yeah. Yep.
Me and him doing a real estate deal. And look, did I tell you to do it for free? That's right. No, what I told him was friends
sure
don't
get paid.
How much I told you to get paid?
$30,000 if it was in the deal. And friends don't ask for discounts.
That's what I said. Friends don't ask friends for discounts. I said, if you can pull $30,000 out this deal, you need to pull it. I'm not lying. He just heard. We said this last night. If you can pull $30,000 out this deal, pull it. What I would never do is say, Law, I need you to do me a favor. And actually mean real favor. No, I mean, Law, I need you to do me a favor as in charge me full price for your energy. That's what I mean by favor. How you treat people is going to come back. If you keep asking for discounts, that's why you got a bunch of customers asking you for discounts. Don't nobody ask me for discounts because I don't ask nobody for discounts. T-Smith Jr., you can play better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in 2 hours for our class. If you're new here or whatever, thank you. We appreciate you and your energy. Letting us share that with you. Y'all have a good day. When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number 1 hiring site
in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.